There's your warning.
Why are people reporting me to Twitch? Because they're assholes.
Honestly.
They're trying to report me for, like, racist things that was said on, like, Painkiller Already and shit like that on YouTube years and years and years ago. And who knows if they'll succeed or not. I don't know. Where am I breaking terms of services? It's just asinine how much these people care about my personal life. Why don't you go out and put all this energy towards somebody that deserves it? Seriously, go put all the energy towards somebody that's actually a piece of shit. I'm toxic? What is toxic about me? Dude, honestly, if you go, like, you deserve some hate, I kind of agree with you. Like, I've never been the nicest person in video games. And I'll tell you this, like, if you want to be my friend, don't play Call of Duty with me. You can't find a person that dislikes me in real life. No, I'm not a fucking pedophile. Again, I don't even like kids. So I don't have any. Dude, I wasn't stalking anybody. What issues do you want me to address? I've already watched that video and disproved it. Can I explain his child porn should be cut off at 12? It was said in a porn to be shock jockey. And if you go watch the fucking PKA, which it was on a PKA in like 2011 or some shit like that, you'll see the entire context of the saying. I'm not talking about it on Twitch. I can't talk about that stuff on Twitch. That's the kind of stuff that'll get you banned. I don't like the controversy, dude. It stresses me out. I've already explained myself.
Pick it up.
90% of the things I said on PKA were said for in a term of value, right? It was said to be a character. Stormstrider. You don't think I've ever done that? Nobody gives a fuck about that. I mean, I can tell you for a fact nobody gives a care about that. They don't do it because they feel like I should admit to being sorry. I've already said I'm...
Today is Thursday, April 15th, 2021. Ugly day. It's raining. It's disgusting. There's a lot of rain, and it shouldn't be winter. Let's get to the summer already, can we? It's spring, and it's acting as if it's winter. What the hell, man? Tell me. But anyways, I am off work. How does that sound? I came in super early. Super, super early. Earlier than I usually ever come in. And it almost came back to bit me because it was time for me to leave. I hit my 9 hours at the building and I got a very last minute request like, hey, can you troubleshoot? Can you do some testing today? And I was so tempted to just go back. You know, I was already leaving. I had already left. And I was so tempted to go back. But, you know, this is the same shit I've been dealing with for the last 4 years. I feel like no one on my team is dependable enough to... to be my backup, to assist me with things when I'm not available. So, tomorrow I asked for the day off. You know, so in a different time, I would have been like, yeah, I won't take my day off, or I will take a partial day off just so I can come in and do some testing, you know, because you don't feel like the equipment's gonna work, you know, and by all means, you know, go ahead and do that. But today I just wasn't having it. As I realized I don't have one of my rubber bands that I need for my braces. But yeah, today, no. I let them know that I was already off, and here I am doing a podcast. You know, like, you gotta know when to pick and choose them. So hopefully there is gonna be someone in the office tomorrow that could do the testing that is needed, which is kind of insane that someone would want to do testing on a Friday for Monday, or even on a Thursday for a Monday. Like, wouldn't you want to do it on the same day? And the frustrating part is that it's user error. You know, it's not even an issue on my end that is causing the issue. It's just lack of training, you know, and the expectation that technology is going to work 100% of the time, when we all know technology doesn't work that way. Sometimes you have to reboot. Sometimes you have to configure. You know, sometimes stuff gets updated. You have to go through and update settings and whatnot. So, you know, we know that technology is not going to be 100% of the time, 100% of the time, right? Or 100% working 100% of the time, rather. You know, just thinking about work is making me want to go for a beer. And I don't drink during the week. And, you know, I try not to drink during the weekend. But if I do drink, that's usually when it happens. And I want to drink tonight or right now. I want to get it over with. I want to start drinking, watch some basketball, and oh man, but that just freaking ruined it. Just thinking, like, hey, can you test it today or tomorrow? Because we just had one come up on Monday, and I'm like, oh, and now I'm just wishing, I kind of wish I just turned back just so I can have the ease of mind. But it shouldn't be this way, man. Like, how hard is it to have, you know, you have a team of 10 other people. You can't depend on one other person to, like, do all this shit, right? Like, I have to be the only one, you know? And it's just upsetting and frustrating. And like I said, I'm ready to, oh, she dropped her cell phone. Poor girl. I don't know what the hell she was doing, but she grabbed a cell phone in the middle of the road. I don't know if she dropped it or if she found it and picked it up. But, yeah, if you lost your phone in Utah, somewhere on 4700 South, some black girl picked it up and ran away with it. thinking maybe somehow it's her phone and it fell out, but maybe not. I don't know. Yeah, she was super happy though. She picked it up, and obviously there was cars coming, so she like ran away. It was in the road. It was, maybe she was thinking it got ran over and was happy when she noticed it wasn't. Oh, come on, you asshole. You fucking piece of shit. Oh, I hate that bitch. Wow, you stupid retard. Wow, I can't believe I used all those words, but how people are so, like, okay, so I'm turning left, right, but the turning lane doesn't begin for further up, but of course, this entitled bitch decided that she was going to go into the left-hand turning lane way beyond when she was supposed to, right? So if I hadn't been paying attention, and I would have gone in when I was supposed to, you know, when the double yellow lines end, we would have had an accident, you know. So I had to yield to her entitled bitch ass. And then once she got through, I got through behind her. And of course, she catches the green light and I don't. So whatever. It's kind of annoying. She's on her way and I'm stuck. But she's on her way because she did some legal maneuvers in the road. Like, just be patient, you know? Like, people are so impatient when they're driving. It drives me nuts. It's such a annoyance to me. Just, there's too many incidents that could have been prevented if people were less lazy. Anyways, I'm here at the gas station. I'll be right back. Please hold. Alright, I'm back. Sorry about that, fam. Let me pull out here of the boonies. Goonies? Oh, crap. Oh, man. What a day. Guess I'll turn right here. I don't know. Good thing I have a truck. Because I just jumped the curve. Alright, well, trying some new snacks today. Candy popcorn, Twix, and the Butterfinger. I guess it's popcorn that's combined with chocolate, and it's super overpriced, but we're going to give it a shot and see. Because the cashier, she was like, have you tried these? And I was like, no. And she was like, they're fire. And you gotta understand, this is a lady in her 40s that's probably picking up on her kids' slang, what these kids are saying these days. Because I haven't met many 40-year-olds that, you know, call things fire. This is an asshole. So these guys, so I never speed on this road just because I know there's a lot of police officers. And this guy was, like, tailgating me. And then the car in the lane next... So, the car in the lane next to me was going super slow. The guy switched to my lane so he could pass them. And then they started speeding up, right? So, then, like, obviously I was going slower than the other asshole. So, the guy starts tailgating me. You know, now I feel, you know, pressured to speed. Fucking assholes, man. But nonetheless, I'm off. I think I got some Heineken. I haven't drank Heineken in a while. Kind of felt like drinking some grain beer today. And yeah, let's see how it goes. I'm looking forward to some basketball games. I don't know if the Jazz are playing today. I didn't check the schedule. But I'm sure there's something I can look forward to. Just... I need some time, you know, and I have a lot of stuff I need to do. Hopefully, you know, I get so much done that I can focus on other shit. You know, like I'm paying for a gym membership now that I haven't used at all. I would like to get that into my routine where I can go there every day and not feel like I'm procrastinating on other shit. Because it's gotten to the point where I'm just super exhausted and I can't do shit. You know, it's not like I don't have time. It's just like by the time that I have time to do shit, I'm so exhausted that I don't want to do anything and I don't have any willpower to push me through. And I don't want to force anything either. Like, I don't want to work on shit when I don't feel like it and come up with some mediocre shit, you know. But anyways, yeah, that's how my day has been today. And I don't have much to talk about. There's one thing, it's weird that they knew what GameStop was going to close out before it closed. But besides that, thank you guys for tuning in. I love you guys and have a good day.